electronic gadgets. 1.
It's really strange about mobile phones these days. I know I have a funny relationship with mine because sometimes I use it every day and then I go for 3 weeks when I just leave it at home and don't bother with it. What about you?
How do you communicate with people when you leave your mobile behind?
The funny thing is, I don't. I quite like to just leave it in the house and have nobody call me.
I think I would die without my smartphone.
Really?
The few times that I forgot it, I just feel naked without it. I become desperate. I need to have it with me.
Is that for someone to contact you or for you to send messages?
I don't know. It's just the fact that I need it with me all the time. I can take photos and make videos. I play games and I listen to music. I would get lost without my navigation app, and I simply need WhatsApp.
What are apps? I wouldn't even know how to use them.
2.
I have an iPod, you know, one of those really thin and light ones. I always keep it in my jacket. So when I go out, I know I have it. I use it all the time, on my way to school, on the bus, when I go shopping. The other day, it was hot, so I left my jacket at home and forgot it. I was so bored, and also kind of nervous. I really need my music to relax.
Wow, interesting. I have an iPod too, but I hardly ever use it. It was just a waste of money.
Really? I couldn't live without my music.
Well, to be honest, I'm just not that much interested in electronic gadgets, machines and stuff. I don't even have a computer at home.
You're joking.
No. It makes life easier, not having that stuff.
No way. It would make life much more difficult for me. I mean, do you never use the internet?
Well, my father has a laptop at home, and my brother has an iPad, and I can borrow them. I use them for school projects and to check the football scores, but that's it.
Hmm.